Quarantiners, it's Monday, May 4th. A big happy birthday shout out to a special listener, Nate Ferguson, who turns 10 years old today. Nate, welcome to the Double Digits, and thanks for listening in with your mom, Allison. And hi to 8-year-old Tucker from Illinois and his brother, Hudson. Also, happy belated birthday to Lucy Pickering, who turned 13 a week ago. Hope you had a great first week as a teenager, Lucy. Mackley White from Preston, Idaho turned 12 yesterday. Welcome to the 12th Club, Mackley. Also, I'd like to remind everyone out there that there's a lot of great charities helping people during this pandemic. One that's very close to my heart is feedingamerica.org, which supports children and families in need through its networks of food banks. Help out if you can. Thanks. So, I hope you guys had a good weekend. For us, it was a gardening weekend, another new activity for my family. It's more fun than I thought it would be, and it feels really good to watch the vegetables and herbs start to come out. We even got our first carrot today. Very satisfying. Makes you feel, I don't know, hopeful? Like things are blooming and growing. And it also takes my mind off that other thing. Hear that? Nothing but static. And that's pretty much how it's been since Xander basically hung up on me. I slept with the walkie-talkie next to my bed for the last 3 nights, but Rem never checked in. Not even to say hi. I'm kind of worried. You know, the last month or two, I've gotten pretty used to giving things up. We all have. We said goodbye to playdates and dinners out and softball games. But losing her on the other end of the line really hurt. I know it sounds crazy. This whole thing is crazy. It was only a couple of days, but I really liked talking to her. I guess Alex would say, nobody understands you like you. I'm gonna take a little break from recording right now. I'll be back when I guess I have something else to say. Hey, quarantiners, I'm back. I was kind of feeling sorry for myself before, but I'll be okay, whatever happens. You can probably hear that I'm not in my room anymore. I'm in the dark tunnel by myself, which 2 months ago would have given me nightmares for the rest of my life. Some people learn how to bake during quarantine. I learned how to not freak out in dark, creepy spaces. Why am I here with my flashlight and my recorder, holding on to the yarn and walking towards the gate? Well, I have to try something. I need to know what's going on. So I'm going to try to get another note to Rem on the other side. Here, I'll read it to you. Hang on, let me just... Oh no, I dropped the flashlight. It went out. Where is it? I need to find it. Come on, it can't have rolled that far. It's so dark. I'm gonna put the recorder down for a second. Oh, I lost the yarn. Where is it? No, help! Alex, this cannot be happening. They're never gonna hear me in here. Help!
Remy!
Alex, I'm here. I lost the yarn.
I'm coming. I'm on my way, Remy. Just stay where you are.
Alex, this way.
I'm almost there. You're okay. Just hang on.
Come on.
Okay. All right. I see you. I'm coming.
I see the light from your phone.
There you are. Give me your hand.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Thank you. How did you know I was down here?
I came looking for you because the...
You have the walkie-talkie?
I heard it in your room. I think Rem is trying to talk to you.
Really? Rem, are you there? Rem!
Get your mother.
What?
Put your mother on the radio.
It's her mom.
Okay. Hold on a sec.
Grab the yarn. We'll tell mom.
Okay, quarantiners, we're here in the kitchen with Mom. Go ahead, Mom. She wants to talk to you.
She...
You.
Okay. Hello, this is Remy's mom. Keep your daughter away from mine. Seal the tunnel and leave us alone! Wait, I...